Literary Scape presents the historical inspirational book club podcast, the first of its kind. This show is for those who love clean romance adventure stories from the 1800s.
Welcome back to another episode here with Literary Scape. I have just a few announcements for you before we hop into this week's episode. This one is for writers. Every author, whether aspiring or published, needs an active writing group to support them. What does an active writing group involve? They meet often, they are consistent, they communicate regularly, and they offer training. If you're curious to learn more about the power of an active writing group, check out Historical Christian Romance Writers. It's designed to help you write, publish, and sell your novel without muddling through the process on your own. I'm excited to announce that now through December 31st, I am offering a free one-month trial of HCRW. Click the link below this blog post to take advantage of this incredible opportunity. And be sure to use coupon code DEC23FT to get your first month for free. Now, for readers and writers, Christmas is just around the corner, and today's episode highlights the true reason we celebrate this season, Jesus Christ. Isn't it just amazing when you stop and think about how much God loves you and me? He left his throne in heaven to be with us. It gives me chills just to think about it. I wanted to remind everyone that our inspirational Monday moments will return after the first of the year. We have some great topics and scripture for you, so be sure to sign up for the Literary Scape newsletter to receive these inspirational moments every week in your inbox. Let's pray and then hop into this inspirational book discussion. Dear Lord, thank you for leaving your throne in heaven to save us from our sins. I ask that you would be with each of us as we celebrate this Christmas season with family and friends. Soften our hearts toward you and help us to keep our focus on you during this busy holiday season. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. In this episode,
Tiffany,
Jamie,
and Melissa will be discussing Christmas in Cripple Creek by Sarah R. Turnquist.
Catherine and Wyatt have settled into a well-earned, comfortable life together, until an unexpected attack threatens to bring an end to their happily ever after, and on the cusp of the town's Yuletide merriment. As they come to grips with their new circumstances, they begin to realize the difficulty is far from over, and new challenges arise. What will become of their family, of their Christmas?
Ooh. I loved it. I thought it was a sweet Christmas story. Mm-hmm.
Perfect for the season.
Well, I have to start off by asking, did you enjoy, because we don't normally get this, it's another story about one of our main couples. Did you enjoy having that?
I did. I always enjoy the series where we get to know the characters even more, mm-hmm. or see different challenges they go through instead of just a quick snippet, but mm-hmm. of how they fell in love. So this is kind of...
How has it been going?
How real life is going, you know, and how real life isn't always the happily ever after. Right. So that's nice to.
And she's pregnant, and this one you can see on the cover, and super excited for them for that. And there's just a lot of little things that came up that I was like, what? Like for instance, did David's mistrust, because let's just face it, Catherine's pregnancy here towards the end gets a little. It's because she's overworking herself and she discovers that. But like, I can't remember if she had a little episode or something. I can't remember what it was, but that David had come over to the house, her brother, and he had a complete lack of trust in Wyatt. Did that surprise you?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Until you find out later.
Until you find out why. But at the time I'm like, David, because he's like, she's my wife.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm a doctor and I will take care of her. And, you know, I know what I'm doing. And at that point, because you don't know the background yet on that whole situation, I was like, David, if you were my brother, I would have like done told you off.
Yeah.
Don't you dare question my husband in our home. But of course, she was laying down because she had just overworked herself. But. That just surprised me.
I mean, even when you find out the reason, it was still kind of like, seriously?
Yeah.
you can't guarantee anything in life and you're going to come at him like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really surprising. Okay. Did you? Okay. I should back off because this, I felt like, didn't you feel like they were just being attacked and attacked and attacked in this one? And they're just trying to like stay standing. So the beginning, which I won't give away. How did you react to that opening scene?
A little surprise.
Yeah, that like, was. Whoa.
And then did you feel like it was just dropped off? Like, oh, no one's looking to see who's responsible for this or and then it came back in. I don't know. It just felt like
they were just kind of like, well, we don't know anyone here. There was another character that pops up, though. Did anybody else? I don't want to give anything away. I don't think he gives anything away. Okay. Mr. Jeffries.
Yes.
Did anybody else get the Angels Among Us vibe from that person? Like,
oh, I know, because he's always there at the right time.
Yeah. It's twice. Like, yeah. It just, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Like that, that's just like, are you an angel? And then he like, he has a wife. He's like, oh my goodness. She's a really good person.
Yeah, you're right. That is, it's true. He came in twice for that, but. Did you see who was behind the attacks coming? Like, did you figure it out before it was revealed?
No, but they didn't give, I don't think they gave a lot enough of that story. Did I just miss it?
Oh, it gets fully explained, don't you think?
Yeah,
I don't
know. But not until like, after he's attacked.
Not
till, so it was
not
like there was
until
nothing
after
leading
they
up.
Figure it out, right?
Yeah, I figured it out earlier than I think.
With that being said, our storyline for our last book can't work. Right?
Yeah, it can.
No, because he had already. Yeah.
He's incarcerated, isn't he?
He'll get off. It's okay.
Oh, you think?
Lead insanity. I mean, he's been through the gauntlet,
I don't think,
the poor
I
guy.
Think his,
I just realized that that's who it was
yeah,
from the other book.
Uh-huh. Sorry, listeners, you gotta read the book. Yeah. I don't want to give any more away. But
because
see,
it was so nice.
Sense.
I did not think it was the same person.
It, like, it made perfect sense after you hear, but until after everything takes place, until you find out who it is, like, I didn't even know that he was married.
Yeah.
Like, I missed that detail completely. Like, oh, so it was kind of like you didn't even have a chance to guess who it was going to be.
You didn't catch that in the first.
I didn't.
In the,
I must have read right over
the
it.
Hope and. Because he works with David.
Yeah.
And they're always, yeah.
Okay. So I didn't even, like, the fact that he had, I just don't know if I separated in my head because.
But see, I think he is a great character to show what happens to a great man.
Yeah.
When his world comes crumbling down.
What did I, that was the one thing. I was like, he doesn't deserve vengeance.
I see a great man. And how, and we also see that in Timothy too. We saw that in Timothy. Here is this great man of God, but how quickly the devil can come in and snatch our faith. Now, we never lose Jesus, but we lose sight of him. And we might turn around and walk in rebellion for a while until he's like, come on, son, let's get back on track. You know, of course, he's always trying to get us back on track. But
I don't remember who said it, but like he deserves our pity, not our vengeance. And I was like, what a powerful statement. Like,
yeah,
so true. Because like you said, there were all, the other side of it is like understanding what people go through really does affect them completely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what did you think about how Catherine and Wyatt faced these struggles? Because did you get kind of the vibe that, like, man, they were at odds with each other for a while through the book?
Yeah. They're both kind of headstrong.
Yeah. And his pride was wounded that he was injured and couldn't.
And she was overcompensating and she
shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
But she's very stubborn.
And then we get to see the kids more that they adopted. What did you think about the kids?
I think Jack is the best kid ever.
I love Jack.
I mean, he's got the best name anyway.
Right?
My son's named Jack. But just seeing the maturity in that boy and the love, oh my goodness, like the way he handled it. Like, oh, when, I think I'm mixing up books now. That's the last book. We'll come back to that.
I think it's in this book.
There's several times throughout this. Yeah, and that one where he just steps up. And I remember like, even as a young kid, like the one episode, which I think is in the next book, where Jane comes in. It's the next book. And he's got both kids. And it's just like that little boy is a 30-year-old in a little kid's body. Like, he's awesome.
He's so good. He's so good. But what did you think about Wyatt and Jack's relationship as father and son?
It was adorable.
Especially knowing Wyatt's background. I thought that was so, I mean, I don't know. I loved how he interacted with the kids.
Oh, watching him struggle with that, like not wanting to be like that. And giving God the glory for that. Like, thank you, God, for not letting me make those mistakes.
Yeah. What is your overall lasso rating of Christmas in Cripple Creek?
Three.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a three. And I agree with you. I think we said it kind of back in another episode where this story really to remind you what Christmas is really all about. It's not about all the, what did you call it? Hoopla?
Hubbaloo or something.
Hubbaloo, but it's that, it's all about
it's
Jesus. Our gift from God.
Yeah.
All right. What would you give the romance level?
There wasn't a lot. They were too busy trying to make it.
Oh, my word, to survive. Yeah. Right. What would you give the mystery level?
There was a little more mystery.
Mocha. I'd say mocha too, because you know you're trying to figure out like how and connect the dots. What about the adventure level?
It was a latte. I feel like there was just a lot going on.
There was more adventure in this one, even though it wasn't like through the mountains or anything. Yeah. There was just a lot of rearranging life adventure kind of going on.
Yeah, I'd probably go mocha. But I'm comparing it to other adventurous books that I've read. Like when we get into our books for next year, I think you'll be like, whoa, now that is
a latte.
That's a latte.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoy our content, please consider giving us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast platform or hitting the like button on our Rumble channel. These simple clicks by you help us reach more people. Thank you for your support. And until next time, happy and blessed reading.